We're here at PI Camp in Belfast having a fascinating discussion about all aspects of politics on the web, and I'm talking to Lyra McKee. Lyra, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, how are you doing, guys? My name is Lyra McKee. I'm the CEO of Newsrupt. We build web mobile apps for news media and journalists, and our first app is Cluso, cluso.com. And Cluso is an online marketplace that allows news editors to bid for exclusive stories from freelance investigative journalists.
Now, Lyra, we had a chat about FOI and the huge publication of government data in the last day or so. What's your impressions of that?
I can't say I'm impressed because, I mean, I worked as an investigative journalist for many years and worked for a lot of different newspapers. And my impression of FOI was always that I could only get the information if it wasn't going to hurt them. If it wasn't going to have to, you know, if you had their press team in a fluff, then it definitely wasn't going to come out. And I think that whatever data has come out has definitely been picked through and looked at, and with the question in mind, can this hurt us? Can journalists use this to turn this into a good story? And anything that's potentially controversial at all will have been left out.
Now, your experience of FOI is a pretty bloody one. How would you change FOI to make it work better, to help democracy function a bit more transparently?
I think the first thing I would do with the FOI is that if we turned the problem with data sets and data and information on government sites, that's not standard. So data scrapers like ScraperWiki can't mine it, which is a huge problem because the public just can't get at it. If you were to migrate all of the government's data online, the majority of it, and put it in a standard format, I think it would cut out 80% of the requests that come through FOI because people could just find it so easily. And then what we could actually focus and zoom in on is the questions that the government doesn't want the answer, and the questions that they're being a little bit sticky about, where they're coming back and saying, oh, exemption 36, exemption 40 says we can't do this. And that allows us to narrow down and use the public to throw their weight behind requests like this and find out exactly what's going on. And I mean, I'm a big fan of Heather Brooks, who's an FOI expert and a bit of a warrior, I suppose. And I think something like that, I mean, Heather's, I think, argument is often, you know, what is it that they don't want us to know? And restructuring FOI Act like this and the whole system would really allow us to zoom in on that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.